Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, the day after Yom Kippur, is a very special day. In fact, in Hasidic literature, it's referred to as God's Tug, which means God's Day. Why is it called God's Day? The 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot correspond to the 4 letters of Hashem's holy name. And I think also we can understand it just with our own logic, that after Yom Kippur, having reached the highest level of closeness with Hashem, so what's the most appropriate name? It's God's Tug, God's name. But it's also a special day for Geula. After all, our sins are all totally forgiven, wiped away. As our Chacham tell us, this is not a time of doing sin, because we are all busy getting ready for Sukkot, and the holiness of the day is unmatched. And therefore, seemingly, it would be a very special day for Geula to come. In any case, with that introduction, I'd like to tell a very beautiful story of Reb Levi Yitzchak Aberditchev. One day, Reb Levi Yitzchak was seen dancing with tremendous joy. It wasn't a special day. It was an ordinary day. As they say, an ordinary Tuesday, or whatever day it was. And Reb Levi Yitzchak Aberditchev, the great tzaddik, who lived at the same time and actually was friends with the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, Shneur Zalman, who was a student of the Mitzvah Magid, he was dancing for joy. And somebody asked him, "Rebbe, why are you dancing?" He said, "Because I was just saying morning brachas, and I came to the bracha of Shaloi Asani Goy, which means that Hashem did not make me a goy. And I was thinking to myself, amazing. I didn't have to work for this. It was just given to me. I was born, Baruch Hashem, not a goy. And therefore, when I thought about how special it is to be a Yid, Lahavdil, a child of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, a member of the chosen people, I began to just be so happy. And I was so joyous that I just began to dance. As David HaMelech says in Tillim, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with joy. And so this is something which we can take to heart, that in any moment of the day or night, if we think about how fortunate we are to be a Yid, this can already be a source of simcha. And in fact, we know that from the Baal Shem Tov and all of his students, that the main way to serve Hashem is b'simcha, with joy. Even though we are just coming from the time of Teshuvah, but Teshuvah doesn't have to mean at all sadness or depression, so forth. Of course, we regret, you know, our sins. But the main idea of Teshuvah is returning to Hashem. And now that we've completed the 10 days of Teshuvah, certainly we are much, much closer to Hashem than ever. And we are coming close to the days of Simcha. So therefore, certainly it should be a tremendous time of Simcha every single day, more and more Simcha. And this itself will lead to the Geula. As we know that the word Mashiach and the word Yismach have exactly the same letters. They both have a mem. They both have a shin or sin. Same letter, really. They both have a yud, they both have a ches. Because simcha will help to bring to the geula. With this, I want to encourage everybody to increase in Torah and mitzvahs, especially now after Yom Kippur, to increase in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and tefillah, especially to daven with all our heart, the whole year long, and to learn more about Mashiach and Geula, and this will certainly quicken the time of Geula coming. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.